Go up to the 16th floor of this Montgomery Street skyscraper, and you'll meet Hans Hansen. He's the president of a commercial real estate firm, and he's a supporter of President Trump. Hansen says he's passionate about politics. He ran for state senate when he was younger. And he says he used to enjoy having political debates with his friends, but that's gotten a lot harder recently.
Even my friends that I've had political discussion with for years, that has now stopped. In fact, we've actually agreed not to talk about it because it would get not to the point of, it would get past the point of heated.
Hansen isn't alone in feeling frustrated. In the bustle outside City Hall, I talked to Howard Epstein, who works in communications for the San Francisco Republican Party chapter. Epstein says he sees a lot more harsh words on his Facebook feed recently, and that's affected his relationships with close friends.
We still run into each other once in a while, but we just don't talk like we used to.
Then there's Hillary Hagenbuch, the president of the San Francisco Young Republicans. She says she worries about revealing her political affiliation to people she doesn't know well, fearing blowback from people on the other side.
As a woman, I'm careful of my surroundings walking at night in certain neighborhoods. As a Republican in San Francisco, I am careful of my surroundings everywhere I go because you never know what you're going to meet.
She says she even has two separate resumes, one for jobs in politics.
And then a completely different resume that is tailored towards, you know, corporate jobs, because if there's any Republican aspects on that, I will be passed over.
Hagenbuch, like other conservatives in the city, says she hopes for a constructive dialogue between the two parties in San Francisco, but she's not convinced that's going to happen anytime soon. For the Hearst Foundation, I'm Carter Wedeal in San Francisco.